policemen, they chased them out. I saw my brother cop. These guys, they were slaughtered, they were macheted, some of them were even burned beyond recognition. Now, President Jonathan promised us that these people will be immortalized. Up till now, nothing has been done. He said with his own mouth that they are going to give employment to thousands of these young ones. Up till now, I'm a graduate. I graduated in 1998. From Obafemi Awolowo University. I have a master's degree. I'm unemployed. Nothing has been done. This boy that died was supposed to be the second graduate in my family. I'm the only one unemployed. Thousands of Nigerian youth, which we are in the same dilemma, graduating out of school, hopeless. I really want the government of this country to stand up. That is, even now, are we secure? We can say we have, right here in the West.
Because that day, I was at my marketplace. I hear my brother walking by. Uncle, pray for me. I'm at police station. That's the last point I can hear from this. If not, I give our family trillions. You can't produce a giant warrior that we need. I know God will fight for Nigeria. Nigeria needs a change.
Today we went to render the story to my father. Behold, he was, the sickness was mocked. And by his grace, we prayed and we entered and told him the story. It was terrible. But my problem is that after that, we had a lot of news promises from the government. The employment is not working out. Is there everything about the immortalization? I have searched my dictionary to know what they're talking about. And I understand what they're talking about. I have not seen the breach of what they say. And even in my own state, it was worse. That the governor came and also talked about the immortalization. Today, nothing happened. But we, the brother of Ike, still have Ike in our mouth. Because I know one day, God must surely fight for us.
Let the perpetrators of this evil be brought to book. And most importantly, let Abdullah serve in Kano State. Let Samuel serve in River State. Obeyemi should go to Oyo State and serve. And Chukwuma should go to Ebonyi State or Imo State and serve. Since government cannot ensure the security of lives and property, especially the lives of helpless youths like the slain couple.